Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Stayed up late last night to see the Washington Commanders make their first-round selection at number 29 overall. What did you think of the pick? Where would you have gone differently? How does he slide into the Commanders' depth chart on the offensive line? Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio, at 910TheFan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. It's time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. All things Washington, all things number 29 overall. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio as Commanders fan Logan tweets me, AWOD, in Peters we trust. Build the trenches 10 feet tall and protect your most important weapon. A-plus strength team about to put in work. Great pick. Hoping for another lineman, maybe two, or an undrafted free agent. Can't wait to see what running back we get behind the Hogs. That's really what I think a lot of the excitement about this pick is let's build this thing like we did in the 80s with the Hogs, with having the best offensive line in football, dominate in the trenches. That's how they won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. Now, let's get to my initial reaction to the pick here on The Fan. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. So, look, I told you guys last week and yesterday on the show, I was clamoring for Jihad Campbell. A lot of people had him going top 15, then top 20, then top 25, and he just kept falling. And this is a guy that I do feel like can play all over the defensive side of the field. He's on the board. That's the only reason I'm not through the moon. I'm not so excited about this pick. And I do think that if Commanders fans, if we took everybody off the board and then you had Washington take Connerly, fine. I like that. But the way the board fell, I think me and a lot of the fan base viewed this as a real opportunity to get a star edge rusher, cornerback, or best player available being Jihad Campbell. Maybe they felt the best player available is Connerly Jr., but there's just, as much as it was not the pick I expected, and maybe not the pick I wanted the way the board fell to Washington, there's just so much to like about this pick because it is a position of need to upgrade. And now, your offensive line just looks spectacular. I mean, I am so fired up for Laremy Tunsil at left tackle. And now, Brandon Coleman. And we had, will he slide over to tackle? Will he move over to guard? I think now you know your answer is he's going to play guard for Nick Allegretti, who will start the season probably at right guard competing with Andrew Wiley as Sam Cosmi makes his return. And Tyler Biadasz at center. And look, I think the way I look at this is, are you asking Josh Connerly to come in and win the starting job over Andrew Wiley day one? No, I'm not asking him to win the starting job days in training camp, or even by week one, two, or three, or four. But by mid-December, January, he needs to be a starter. And we go back to what a lot of the insiders said about the Commanders for their draft pick this year, which was they need to make sure that they select somebody who can play meaningful snaps in January for postseason football. And so that's the thought here on Josh Connerly Jr., is can he develop into being a starting tackle in the National Football League by January of his rookie season? And I definitely think he can. I mean, he's got all the skins tangibles that you'd want for an offensive lineman. 6'4", 315 pounds, can really move. Was a star at Oregon and protected Dillon Gabriel, who had a really good season. And like people have talked about, he was great against Abdul Carter. And that's going to stick out, obviously, when we'll play the Giants twice this season. But I really do think that if you're not for this pick, it's because you saw the board fall the way it fell to Washington. We're all trying to play armchair GM. Sit on your couch and just be a fan, is what I would say to people that did not like this pick. Because you're not Adam Peters. You're not the general manager. You actually don't know more than the guy that's in charge of the Commanders. And I think if it wasn't for the fact that this fan base loved to do mock drafts, mock draft madness all offseason long, then people would be more excited about this pick. But Commanders fans, they fell in love with Donovan Azaraku and Shamar Stewart. And for me, it was Jihad Campbell. And, you know, yesterday, Craig Hoffman talked about Will Johnson, the corner out of Michigan that could fall to Washington. He was there, right? And I think that's what's maybe clouding people's judgment on this pick. But this was a great pick. And there is so much to like about this pick, because this is a kid here that played fantastic in college. And this is not like a household name. But I did find out he was the Munoz Award winner, which is given to the nation's best high school offensive lineman. And a full-time starter at Oregon for the past 2 years. This is not Adam Peters making a guess on a guy that he thought was very good. This was a guy that they had higher on their board. And I thought it was really cool. The Commanders' social media team posted a clip of Cliff Kingsbury's, not Cliff, he's not in the clip, but it's Adam Peters showing that Cliff Kingsbury left a note on Adam Peters' desk that day saying, "Please draft Josh Connerly Jr. Thanks, Cliff." So not only did he protect his quarterback, he gave his offensive coordinator the one thing that he asked for. And yes, the defense needs to improve. That's part of the job of Dan Quinn. That's what he was brought in here to do, is to maybe not have the best talent at the defensive side of the ball, but you have the best schemes to get those guys to rise to the talent level that you need to compete in the National Football League. Let's take a listen to Adam Peters breaking down what they saw from Josh Connerly's tape and why they took him at number 29 overall. Here is the Commanders' general manager, Adam Peters.
First, you know, you look at the tape and you see what an incredible athlete he is for his size, which is backed up by a lot of his testing numbers too, but just really the way he moves, just great feet, great lower body structure, great bend, and just super talented for a big man. Super, you know, one, the way he competed against Abdul Carter. He went toe-to-toe with Abdul Carter, who's the best pass rusher in the draft. He did really well, and he did really well against a lot of really good players. Those types of things you see in him, and we have metrics where our R&D department does a great job of giving us metrics. How do they perform against high draftable players? And so he performed really high against high draftable players, and that lined up with what our eyes saw. And so those things make you really, not just his skill, but the fact that he will go toe-to-toe with those guys. He's not going to freak out. He's not going to panic. He's not going to do things that he doesn't normally do when he's, you know, face to face with a really great player. I mean, everybody was just really pumped to get him, and we were holding our breath for a while thinking he might go ahead of us. So we were thrilled when he was there. It was an easy pick for us to make, and really pumped that we had another Commander in the building.
That's really good to hear him say that they were worried he would not be available, because some of the talk has been that Pro Football Focus, and I believe ESPN, had him between like 36th and 39th best overall prospect. He goes, you know, 10 picks ahead of that at 29. But everybody's draft board in their war room is different. And for Washington's, they had more value on the offensive line position, particularly tackle. And that's the decision they make with Josh Connerly Jr. Really cool breakdown from Peters talking about how he did against guys that are going to go early in the NFL draft. And we mentioned the Abdul Carter, and I just think that's Adam Peters playing chess, not checkers. I mean, Abdul Carter goes number 3 overall to the Giants. All right, we've got an answer for that. It's Connerly Jr. at 29. I mean, we just basically destroyed what the Giants did at number 3 by selecting Connerly Jr. to be your starting offensive lineman to then go up against Abdul Carter, a guy who had success against him in college. And Jaden Daniels now has an opportunity to have more time in the pocket, to take another split second in some of his decisions. And you know who else is probably loving that pick? Austin Ekeler, Brian Robinson Jr., and Deebo Samuel. Because I do think they should be able to run the ball more effectively this season with the improved offensive line. And Jaden was a great runner last year, and I think he can be even better of a runner this season. I don't think I want him to run as much on some of these designed runs, but when he decides to take off and go, it's so great to watch, especially because it just makes the defense's decision-making so tough. Do they sprint after Jaden? Do they stay in their gap? Do they try to look for some of the windows that he could throw into? It's just impossible to stop him with his ability to run as well. So I think if Adam Peters is really talking about in that room with Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury, how can the offense take a step forward? How can the offense that Jaden threw for 3,500 yards and ran for 891 and Terry went over 1,000 and we averaged 28.5 points per game, how can the offense improve? And I think they all decided, look, we've got to run for more yards per game without Jaden's legs, right? The team ran for 154 yards per game, all right? Third in the National Football League. The team running was not the issue. It was, well, outside of Jaden's 891 yards and his 6 yards per carry average, Eckler's at 367, Robinson's at 799. You want to get an 1,000-yard back next season, and I'm not sure that that's B-Rob, but with the improved offensive line, I think he should be able to get a few more yards per carry and maybe a few more touchdowns at the end of the end of the drive when we get into the red zone, when you have more of a stronger, a beefier offensive line. You hope you can push the pile. And after saying all this, I go back to what we said after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, right? There was an article that said 10 reasons the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And I broke that down with 10 reasons the Commanders can win a Super Bowl. We have to match that. And one of the things they did was they drafted their tackle for the future. And I think Washington just did that with their selection of Josh Connerly Jr. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Caps playoff hockey tonight. The Nats, the Wizards, the Commanders, the Flying Squirrels, Virginia Tech football, and VCU basketball. And for the Washington Commanders, we are focused and locked in on the NFL draft and what they will do in rounds two and maybe three tonight. Can Washington find a way to make two more selections tonight and get three top 100 players in this year's NFL draft? That means a lot to me. How about you? If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We'll be joined by Denton Day to talk a little Commanders at 1:30. The Fast Break with AWOD, all things NBA playoffs at 2 p.m. But joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, my hero, the king from the Sports Junkies, Eric Bickle. What's going on, EB?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you know, my take on the show today has been that I think a lot of this fan base has become like armchair GMs, where they feel like they know who to draft, and the way the board fell, I wanted Jihad Campbell. A lot of people wanted the top edge rusher or the top cornerback. If you got rid of the board completely and they just drafted tackle Josh Connerly Jr., I think the fan base would be a lot more satisfied. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm from our perspective, I thought the fan base was pretty pumped. You know, this group has bought a lot of equity with what they've done here in the last year or so. And I didn't find that our listeners were questioning them very much. I think it kind of came out of left field. I don't think people were necessarily locked in on drafting a tackle early. But I think it makes sense to people. You want to protect your most important asset. And I think they're really building a bigger football team, a stronger football team. They've got real depth now on the offensive line. And, you know, I talked about it many times during the day today on our show. I think Adam Peters is a value guy. He's not a need guy. He's going to go out there and he's going to get the best bang for his buck. And I think he thought that's exactly what he got when he got the tackle from Oregon today.
It's pretty cool how they've built the offensive line out so well in just one offseason. We talked about how you kill two birds with one stone when you bring in Laremy Tunsil, because now Brandon Coleman could slide to the right side or on the inside. Well, now we feel like he's going to the inside because Connerly can go over there to right tackle. When Sam Cosmi returns from injury, this offensive line, it's going to be so much better than it was last season. I don't know how you would even put a rating on it, but EB, I said, like, if last year they were a 75 on Madden, they're going to be up to like an 85 or a 90 now. I really think it's that much improved with Tunsil, Coleman on the inside, and now Connerly on the right tackle side.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no question about it. And think about it. Think about who they play in the division. I mean, look, you got to be able to compete with Philly, right? And I think they did that. Look at what Dallas has and Micah Parsons. You got to be able to defend them. He's all over the football field. And even the Giants, they're kind of pulling up the rear there, at least in our thoughts. And they draft Abdul Carter. So, you know, they got a little better defensively. So the move just makes a ton of sense. You know, I think fans in general, we want toys. But Adam Peters is like, you know what, it's Christmas. And you know what, son? You need some jeans, or you need a Sunday sweater. We're not necessarily going to get you toys. We got enough toys right now. You need the basics, and I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, offensive line's about as unsexy of a pick as you could make. It's the AWOD of the NFL draft picks, taking a big, fat offensive lineman. But how do you think this is going to help both Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Ekeler, and maybe even Deebo Samuel running the ball for the Commanders?
Well, I mean, clearly, I think those guys could benefit from a better offensive line. I know a lot of people were hard on B-Rob, and he's certainly not on a Hall of Fame trajectory right now. But I didn't think there were a lot of holes for him either. So, listen, Tunzel, I think his MO is as a pass blocker, but I know Adam Peters believes he's a darn good run blocker too. And if you read about Connerly, they talk about him, and you could see some of the clips of him kind of road grading on the ground. So I think they clearly upgraded not only in pass protection, but also their run blocking. And I think that, you know, as you mentioned, Ekeler and B-Rob and those guys, they're all going to take advantage of the improved offensive line on the ground too. So it's just a home run both ways. I know we all want toys, but it was just a really, really smart pick, I think, by Peters. And again, this staff deserves equity. We don't have the old clown circus regime in charge anymore. We got real competent people that, until they start butchering things, they deserve our respect.
Eric Bickle from the Sports Junkies with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. EB, how would you respond to those that say, yeah, your offense was amazing, congratulations, you made it all the way to the conference championship game, and then you gave up 55 points, and the defense is not good enough?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they're going to upgrade the defense. I don't think there's any question about that. But I think, well, there's one aspect to it, too, is, you know how you make your defense better? Make your offense even better, right? Hold the football even longer. Score even more points. So think about it. Think about how good this offense was with, you know, a mediocre offensive line. Now you add Deebo, you add Laramie Tunzel, you add Connerly. And I just think that offense is going to be even more explosive. Now imagine if they add one or two more little toys, one or two more little weapons, today and tomorrow. And then I think we're really going to be cooking. So, you know, you can make your defense better, not necessarily by adding to the defense, by keeping them off the field, keeping them fresh, and having your offense score even more points, which I actually think is possible.
You sound like me last night, EB. After the pick, I literally told my friend who is an Eagles fan, we'll see you again in the NFC Championship game. This time, we're going to score 56 points.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I mean, you know, this is a really, really explosive team, but they've got to keep Jaden healthy. And I think they did the best thing that they could with that first pick yesterday.
EB, I didn't get the chance to listen to the show today, but I thought the war room from the Junkies yesterday was fantastic. I mean, Lurch, when he takes it seriously like that, he was so funny breaking down his pick for James Pierce Jr. So with that being said, who would you like the Commanders to take tonight?
Well, again, listen, I'm like everybody else. I feel like we definitely need some pass rush. But I'm not convinced. This has been 2 years now where if I had to pick sort of the order of the selections, I would flunk. You know, Peters, he zigs when I think he might zag. So obviously I still think that corner and edge rusher are a big need for them. But I don't think that that means that they're going to select one with the second and third pick if they stay pat where they are. They don't have a third pick, but if they stay where they are, I just think he's looking for value. They're trying to upgrade this roster. Remember when Peters first came here, they asked him about, you know, the talent on this roster, and he hesitated for about 15 seconds. He couldn't say anything good about the talent on this roster. And think about the overhaul and what he's done to this roster, you know, in the last 18 months or so. So I think that he's gotten to a point now where he can kind of add wherever he wants. And again, he's not going to pay full freight. He's going to look at his board, he's going to trust his board, and he's going to get the best value, the best bang for his buck. So in a perfect world, that might be an edge rusher, a corner, but don't be surprised if it's a receiver, if it's a running back. I don't think he cares if it's offense or defense. He just wants to make this football team better.
In Adam Peters, we trust, and he'll have the ultimate decision. But, EB, in your opinion, how do you decide in terms of cornerback versus safety? Like, for example, this upcoming season, are you expecting Marshawn Lattimore or Quan Martin to have a better season? I kind of feel like we got lucky that Quan Martin had a good year. I don't think he's going to be a star. I'm very worried about safety.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sold on Lattimore. I mean, that's a big potential whiff, in my opinion. So I would like to bolster that area if they can in these next 2 days. I'm just not sold on him. I think we might have gotten somebody a little bit past his prime, somebody who's clearly been dealing with injury for the last few years. I mean, you talk about, don't expect Deebo Samuel to return to his form from three or four years ago. Well, why would we expect Marshawn Lattimore to? That is one where I think that could be their biggest swing and miss so far. Listen, is Quan Martin going to be a star? I don't know. I think they do need to beef up and add some talent there. But the one that I have more of my eyebrows raised is Lattimore of the two, to be honest with you.
EB, really appreciate you taking the time, man. Biggest Commanders fan I know. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Hang in there. Enjoy it.
Yep, that is Eric Bickle from the Sports Junkies. Follow him on Twitter, the Steak King at EB Junkies. I'm at AWAD Radio, AWADDRADIO. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Stubb, all this talk all offseason about how good Abdul Carter is and how much of a comparison he is to Micah Parsons. He ends up going number three overall to the New York Giants. He'll be in the same division as Micah Parsons. He'll be like Micah Parsons going up against the Commanders twice a year. And yet, I can't stop watching video posted by Brian Baldinger Jr. of Connerly Jr. locking up Abdul Carter. You'll love to see it. And it's just, I keep watching it, Stubb. I'm watching it on repeat here. And it's just, I think it's so cool to me that this guy, Abdul Carter, was talked about as being the best edge rusher we've seen in quite some time, an unbelievable prospect. And yet Adam Peters says, I got your answer to Abdul Carter at 29 overall in the first round. I just love it. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight of the 2025 NFL Draft. We just went around the National Football League with NFL hits offseason and gave you our winners and losers of round 1. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight, if you want to chime in. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Who's your favorite team? What do you expect them to do with rounds 2 and 3 tonight of the 2025 NFL Draft? You can also tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. You know, I do want to go through the draft here and let you guys know what picks I loved and what picks I absolutely hated here. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts as well at AWOD Radio, 833-804-0910. So, look, Cam Ward at number 1 to Tennessee. They needed a quarterback. You can't pass on Cam Ward. I'm excited to see what they do next to pair him up with more talent. Right before the draft, they added Tyler Lockett from Seattle to help out the offensive side of the ball. You guys know I haven't been the biggest Travis Hunter fan, but I do like the aggressiveness from the Jaguars there, saying, look, we're not going to take the fifth best player. We're going to make a trade with Cleveland and get the guy that we think is a top three talent in Hunter. Abdul Carter, the Giants 3, and I do love that pick. I just don't love the next pick of Jackson Dart for the Giants. Will Campbell for the Patriots, we all predicted that one. Mason Graham at number 5, that was what I had predicted on one of my drafts, but I had him there to Jacksonville, not to the Cleveland Browns with that trade. The most obvious pick of the night, though, felt like it was Ashton Chenty to the Vegas Raiders at pick number 6. I mean, everybody knew they needed that guy. They went out and they got Geno Smith. They got Tom Brady in charge of ownership. What else were they going to do? It was pretty obvious they were going to go offensive side of the ball there. And then the one pick that did surprise me, but I love it, was at number 8, the Carolina Panthers taking Tetra McMillan. That was my guy. That was my guy. I mean, I really, really did want him to come to Washington. I think he's going to be a great wide receiver in the National Football League. He kind of glides past defenders. He is great in terms of spectacular catches and winning 50-50 balls. So that was a pick right there that it made sense. Like, it was not a stretch at all for Carolina. We knew they needed help at wide receiver. How old is Adam Thielen? My goodness. Xavier Leggett, they already grabbed a few years ago, but they needed to improve the wide receiver room for Bryce Young, for him to have success here. So I really did like that pick. That's one of my favorite picks of the first round. Absolutely. Tetra McMillan, 8 to the Carolina Panthers. Are you surprised, Stubb, that Michigan's Colson Loveland went number 10 to the Chicago Bears ahead of Tyler Warren?
Oh,
we
extremely.
Played the audio. So many NFL insiders said that Tyler Warren was the surest thing in the first round and that he was guaranteed a top 10 pick. And there's no way he could get past Chicago at number 10. And Chicago does take a tight end, but they just go with the Michigan tight end, Colson Loveland. And I don't hate it, because as much as I was a Tyler Warren guy, Colson Loveland, they said, has the best hands out of anybody that was going to be drafted. Tight end, wide receiver, running back, didn't matter. That guy knows how to catch a football. So we were correct in Chicago taking a tight end, but not correct in the guy they end up taking. San Francisco at 11, Mikel Williams, really good value for him at 11. It just made sense to get a guy opposite of Bosa this offseason. The guard pick by the Dallas Cowboys, that's a loser pick right there. It makes sense, though. It totally makes sense, because the whole goal for the Cowboys this year is to get Dak Prescott back on track, and if he can be a Pro Bowl-level quarterback, they can actually be a contender, whether or not you think they have enough skill players around Dak. So it made sense for them to go offensive line, but to me, at 12 overall, there's just not enough value there. I mean, you look who went after him, right? So, like, you're telling me Dallas couldn't use tight end Tyler Warren, linebacker Jalen Walker, edge rusher Shamar Stewart, Emeka Abuka at wide receiver? I just think offensive line and not even tackle, but guard? You're replacing Zach Martin. All right. Is that going to get you into the postseason? I don't think so. But it makes sense in terms of the whole goal for the Cowboys this year was, all right, we're going to make Schottenheimer Jr., who is the offensive coordinator, we're going to make him the head coach with the belief that he can get Dak Prescott back up to speed and the offense can be a top 10 offensive unit once again, and that's our path to being contenders. So in that aspect of it, makes sense going offensive line, but guard, that's not getting you to the postseason in my mind. Let's go to the phone lines. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. We've got Phil in Richmond. What's up, Phil? You're on the fan with AWOD.
AWOD, how's it going, man? How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. What were your biggest reactions to round one of the NFL draft?
Well, you know what, Adam? Today I woke up, you know, as an ambassador of the AFC South. I woke up a new man today, because the Cam Ward era is ushered in, and I think the league is going to be put on notice. I think this guy has the right.
Did we just break? Did he just lose him? Stop. I don't know if that was a sound effect there, or maybe he drove under a bridge. Let's see if we can get Phil back on the line. He's called in before. He wants to be our AFC insider on the show. I believe he is a AFC South fan. We got Texans, Colts, Jags, and Titans. It's one of the most ass divisions in football. I mean, it's just the AFC South. Texans, Colts, Jags, Titans. No sex appeal with any of those teams. But let's go back to our AFC insider, Phil in Richmond. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Adam. Sorry about that. Look, I know we're not a great division, right? I mean, that's been well documented. But Cam Ward era coming in. We have Travis Hunter in the division now, which, you know, I was thinking he was going to go to, you know, my former coach, Mike Vrabel's Pats, but Travis Hunter at the Jags, you know, I'm not too worried about. I'd rather have him in the division than Abdul Carter from New York Giants. But I will say, what broke my heart was the 14th pick overall, Tyler Warren to the Colts. I can't have two local tight ends playing on my most despised team. I think it's a good fit, but I can't. This keeps happening to me, and I don't know what to do here, A1.
So you're speaking of the Colts tight ends, Mo Ali Cox, VCU legend and basketball champion in the Atlantic 10, now tight end for the Colts and has been for a while, and the draft pick of Tyler Warren from Richmond. Were you really high on Tyler Warren, the Atlee product?
I was, yeah. I had him graded, you know, in my personal rankings as the number one tight end coming out of the draft. But, you know, Michigan guy's good. I think Tyler Warren, perfect Colt, going to be a good fit. I just, for any other team, you know, and, you know, it's an arms race in the AFC South. I know, you know, I know we catch a lot of flack, but, you know, we're building something down there, and I think he's a good fit for their team. I'll say that. I just, it, you know, it sucks to have to root for, you know, when you're, you know, two local tight ends, Mo Ali Cox and Atlee product, Tyler Warren, you know, are playing for the Indianapolis Colts as a Tennessee.
Oh, my goodness. He's broken up again. I don't know what is going on here. Is this a sound effect, or is he just, I got a terrible phone? Let's see if Phil wants to call back in next week and recap the draft picks by the AFC South. Nobody's a bigger AFC South fan than our buddy Phil here in Richmond. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. They've got to find a linebacker replacement. This is just me, closet armchair GM here for the Titans. But if you see Cody Barton as your starting linebacker, that, my friends, is not good enough. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And phone lines are always open throughout this show. You can be the quarterback of this segment, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at 910TheFan, at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air. Did get a few tweets over the break there. John We've got Alex and Logan letting me know that they're listening. Jackson as well. Appreciate Jackson checking us out on the free Odyssey app. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We've got Dolphin Dave on line one. Long time no talk. What's going on, Dolphin Dave?
Well, you know, A-Wad, I love you, man. I hate to give you a hard time. I really do. But you got to get off this Washington kick. Here's the first one. Miami Dolphins are the best team in the history of the NFL. They had a 13th pick. You should not have told people not to watch the draft last night. You should have told them to watch the draft simply because Miami Dolphins did have a pick. That's the first thing. So maybe you should have A-Wad and not just Washington, but I'm going to give you the teams you should be putting forth. Miami first, New York Mets, not the Nationals second, and Los Angeles Lakers third. There's your three teams you should be champions. Just want to let you know. Definitely not the Nationals. And come on, the Washington now, I give Washington credit. They had a great year, and I do like Jaden Daniels. I really do, okay? That being said, and I'll be honest with you, I wish he was my quarterback, okay? But the bottom line is, you know, to stop Washington, start rooting for the good teams like the Dolphins, and more people are going to listen. Just to let you know.
Let me ask you this. Can you tell me about this big fatty 340-pound Kenneth Grant that the Dolphins drafted?
Yeah, I can tell you the fact that I'm very happy with it because I think it's going to take him a year. I hate to say this. He's a plug-and-play, but it's going to take him a year. But for a guy who's 340, the speed is nuts, all right? Now, he's not doesn't have wide receiver speed, but he can literally, at his size, run running backs down when they're going around the end. And if you look at what they were showing last night, it's freakish how fast he is for the size he is, okay? And that's the one thing that's going to make him a very, very, very – he's going to be really hard to block because he's so fast at his size. So I'm pretty happy with that pick. I think we need a guard tonight. I think we definitely have to go guard, and we have to go safety. I think there's no skill positions, but someone on one other station – I was just listening to National today, all right – stated – if Shador Sanders gets to Miami, Miami should consider picking him up. And I don't know. I'm not the biggest Tua fan in the world, but I'm not sure if that's the way to go either.
Yeah, I don't hate that, Dolphin Dave. I mean, to be honest, throughout your entire call, I've been wondering if like your quarterback, you've been hit on the head and are dealing with CTE, thinking the Dolphins at 8-9 are the best team in the National Football League. I think you do need to draft a quarterback. I mean, you are in hell right now, Dave, because you're relying on Tua to stay healthy.
History of the National Football League. Not last year, history of the National Football League. Only undefeated season with the best coach who has the most, still has the most wins. I'm not saying the last 10 years. History of the NFL, best team.
So when are you going to draft a quarterback? Because you got to be going crazy about every single year. Tua goes down, and so does the Dolphins season.
No. Yeah, you know what? I also will tell you, I'm not thrilled with McDaniels. Okay, McDaniels is starting to act like it's a rebuild mode, and I don't think McDaniels understands that if he doesn't get deep in the playoffs, he doesn't have a job. Him and Greer both. So I think that, you know, they're actually need to be able to run their team better. But I don't know what coach is out there to get better right now. Everybody says, you know, when you fire a coach, you got to have a plan. They're right. They're absolutely right. The question is, if you fire a coach, like my coach, you got to have a plan before that. You can't just say, okay, you're fired. All right, we're going to go looking down, take potluck. They got to have something in, you know, and I think that's what they've done. But again, now, remember, A-Wad, not the Washington Redskins show, the Miami Dolphins and everybody else show. Washington can sneak in someplace.
Well, congratulations for your undefeated season. Last time I checked, that was 50 years ago. Are you going to enjoy watching the Dolphins get beat by the Bills, Patriots, and Jets? You might finish in the cellar of the AFC least this season.
There's no way we're going to get beat by the Jets, and there's no way we're going to get beat by the Patriots. That's just not happening. Bills seem to have our number, but guess watch this year. Watch what happens. Undefeated in the AFC East this year.
Dolphin Dave, I'll provide you a big bottle of bourbon if that happens. Come on now.
I'll pick it out for you, man. It'll happen.
All right, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. That was our buddy Dolphin Dave, a diehard Dolphins fan here in the 804. Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. We close out the show with the biggest sporting event of the night on The Fan.
Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. Home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on
game day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day in this game day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game day. Game day. Game day. Game day. Game day.
So I wanted to mention this real quick. So the game day song that we use for this segment every single day is sung by a Northern Virginia kid from the DMV who went to VCU with me by the name of Chris Mardini. Well, Chris Mardini is working with Shaboozy right now, Stubb.
Oh, wow.
He actually was one of the writers for Shaboozy's latest song that is out right now called Chrome, performed by Shaboozy. Mardini's one of the writers, and so I reached out to him today. I said, we got to get you back on the show to tell us what's up. He's actually also featured in a commercial for the NBA. If you've watched any of the NBA postseason, they have this commercial in which it's like Shaboozy performing live at a game, kind of in the commercial. Chris Mardini is in the commercial, so he's been working with Shaboozy recently. That is awesome. I mean, those are two people from Virginia. Right, Shaboozy's from Woodbridge, and so they just found each other, I guess, in L.A. and been working together. But Mardini is the artist who sings the Game Day song. Let's take a listen to it one more time. Game Day here on AWOD Radio.
Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. Home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on
Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day in this game day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Gang day.
All right, tonight I'm overwhelmed with viewing options. We've got the NFL draft rounds 2 and 3, the NBA playoffs. I am locked into that Bucks series. They have to win tonight. Same with the Lakers. They've got to take back home court advantage and steal one on the road against the Timberwolves. But I'm rocking the red and enjoying the Washington Capitals playoff run oh so much. They have got a 2-0 series lead, game 3 tonight from Quebec against the Montreal Canadiens. Dylan Strome has been great. Alex Ovechkin has been great. Connor McMichael stepped up last game. And just the mix of youth with the veteran experience has been so impressive. You got to give Coach Carberry a ton of credit. So my choice on game day is the Washington Capitals tonight against the Canadiens. Stubbs got to watch Severance, because the Nats won 2 of 3 against the Orioles. So get ready to learn Kier, buddy. Praise Kier. That's your choice on game day. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD here on The Fan. Enjoy the NFL draft coverage. I will be live and local here tomorrow on Saturday in 106.7 The Fan from Washington, D.C., and on 910 The Fan with special guest Sam Cosmi, the guard. Sam Cosmi for the Commanders joins me tomorrow, 9 to noon. G&D coming up next.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.